Hello and welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. I'm Kathy Love. I started life as an OT, had an amazing, crazy private practice which I sold. And what I do now is help allied health business owners create a business that serves them, the time, the money, the joy that they absolutely deserve. And this is where my idea for the podcast started. What I want to do is to capture how hard allied health business owners in Australia work to achieve their dreams, to support their teams, to create amazing outcomes for their clients. So sit back, beverage of choice, drive safely, walk carefully, however you're listening in, and I hope you absolutely enjoy.
Hello, everybody. Kathy Love here. How are you? Doing a bit of a solo episode. Here I'm going to be hearing a few more of these this year. Excited to be getting back in front of the microphone with my thoughts. I hope you find it useful. We've had a really interesting 6 months or so. As you know, we invite allied health business owners to book a power call with us. And this is about discovering whether we're a good match to work together and what we can help you with and, you know, how your business is tracking and what your aspirations and challenges are. And we love these power calls. We cannot tell you how much we enjoy them. There's a couple of business specialists that run these calls and we just find them absolutely amazing. And we just love how candid allied health business owners are in these calls. But what we've noticed in particular in the last 6 months, Kathy counts on her fingers, yes, 6 months, is that more than any other year before, we have been in conversation with clinicians that are leaving paid employment and going out on their own. Now, we know that this is a bit of a trend, and it's one that we've been monitoring across the end of 2022 and the end of 2021. And we know and we love and we welcome power calls with startups, as we call them. Flying startups is what we call them. This enthralls us. We think it's really good for the whole allied health sector to have more businesses coming in to have a little bit of an impact on supply and demand, if you like. But what has really, really, really struck us in the last 6 months is how many there are. And that, you know, it could be that there are the same amount as every other year, but in fact, flying startups have actually heard about us and heard about what we do and the results we get and who we work with and so on and so forth. And they're actually really, really curious from the get-go about what it would be like to have a business coach right from the flying start to get so many more ducks lined up than perhaps they might have been able to do on their own. So, you know, we've got some interpretation here on the number of power calls that we have had. But we have loved every single call, and we've had calls from psychologists and physiotherapists and exercise physiologists, occupational therapists, speech pathologists, some counselors, dietitians, all sorts of people have phoned and said, how could you help in the startup phase? And being the good, adaptable business coach organization that we are, founded, I might add, by some occupational therapy DNA here coming through to your ears, we sort of said, oh my gosh, you know, what can we do to help the flying startups? Because inside our membership, we've got all the tools that they need. We've got coaching that's available to them to kind of determine that next best thing for them to do. We've got an incredible community, a very generous, steadfast allied health business owners, and we've got phenomenal content. Our business resource portal, looking the goods right now, I must say, plus our training program for this year. Oh my gosh, so, so, so exciting. And just some of the other plans we've got with coaches and consultants and events and things like that. I won't tell you about that because that will probably have to be a separate podcast. But certainly jump into Private Practice Made Perfect, our Facebook group, in the first instance, just to make sure that you don't miss out on any of the business awesomeness that we are up to this year. feels like a real good year. Year of the Wooden Dragon, for those that that follow. So back to our flying startups. So what we've done is literally stood at the drawing board, or literally stood at the whiteboard, and really tuned in, and we write a lot of stuff down, as you can imagine, really gone back over all of the power calls, really filtered through them to really deeply understand what flying startups are needing, what they're worried about, what they're wanting to get done in 3, 6, 9 months, because we ask them some of these questions. And really match that with the coaching and the content and the community that we've got inside NACA Consulting. So we've decided to run the Flying Startup Club. And this is about bringing in some flying startups into our environment, providing them with a really good, safe space to ask us anything, giving them the right amount of structure to be able to find their own way, but with some guardrails in place, and to be able to access our community and our content and resources as well. So some of you listening may well have had some emails from us, might have seen some of the posts going out on socials, but and we're excited, like we are just getting replies and replies and replies on emails. So we're really excited. Can you hear me rubbing my hands together that we will be sooner rather than later, like very soon, starting a flying startup club where we will meet and Q&A and coach a group of amazing startups every week for 12 weeks. They'll be with us for 6 months or so. And this is really about getting the trainer wheels on. So I digressed a couple of minutes ago. What we went back and looked at was what all of the things that they were kind of asking for help about and what they were worried about. And it was a really, really ripper list. It was things about making the money work. It was things about fees and services. It was about Xero. It was about which Jolly practice management system to use. Really, really amazing questions, like I said. But then it went on to insurance, like what insurance do I need? There's a range of insurances that you need. Do I need a lawyer? Do I need an accountant? Maybe, yes. How will I kind of preserve some personal and professional boundaries? Like, you know, I've kind of heard of people going out on their own and they just work, you know, 60 hours a week. So managing self and managing time and task came up in lots of different flavors, but very, very loud and clear. There was also a bit of a theme about, well, how do I avoid making the mistakes that others have made? Gee, that's smart. Wouldn't we all want to know those trade secrets from back in the day when we all went into business? So how do I avoid making those costly mistakes? How do I know if my business is working? That is a really good question. And it was very much also a bit along the lines of who do I have to be to run this business, right? I want a great reputation. I want to preserve my professional integrity. It's going to be an ethical business. It's going to be client-centered, outcomes-based, all of these things that we're loving about contemporary allied health business. But it was very much how do I get it right from the get-go? Start as you mean to proceed. You know, thank you, Stephen Covey, on that piece. And that's what got us excited, that when we really analysed all of the worries that these flying startups had, we knew we absolutely had coaching, content and community to support them with that. So somewhere near this podcast is going to be a link for you to express your interest on the Flying Startup Club. We're only taking a small number in because this is our pioneer program, and we are always very, very focused on providing excellence and making sure that it works. So when nearby, there'll be a link. If you want to go click that now and express some interest, go for it. But there's more. But there's so much more. It also got us doing a little bit of a search on the interwebs for sound, comprehensive and practical documents that could help flying startups. And we ended up all over the place. We ended up in government departments and in private businesses, and there was stuff offshore in the Northern Hemisphere. There wasn't a whole lot to be found for Australia. And we have a unique context, right? We've We've got unique funding systems. We've got the NDIS. That's certainly unique. And, you know, we have nuances as well in terms of our registration, ATO, so on and so forth. So we were sort of a little taken aback. You know, there was a bit of a webinar here and a bit of a kind of checklist there, but that just gave us the green light to absolutely get going with writing a document for flying startups. And we have thoroughly enjoyed writing it. And it is looking pretty fancy, I must say. So we've called it the Business Flight Plan, Launching Your Allied Health Business in Australia. And we have picked the key topics that we've heard people express some concern about. We've also dug deep and really gone back to many of the queries that our Allied Health Business coaching members come into NACA Consulting for, because some of those queries have grown out of perhaps a lack of foundation and foundation in the early days. And I've also gone back to the businesses that I've started. I've, you know, had more than one business and have more than one business now, but have sold as well. So what was it that worried me from the get-go? So we've come up with sort of it's really 13 guiding principles or areas for you to be thinking about. And I'm going to run through them now, and then I'm just going to speak to each one just a little bit. Like, it's not going to be boring, I promise. So keep listening. Unless you've already gone and booked your power call or gone and expressed your interest with joining the Flying Startup Club. Ooh, what I didn't mention was there is, in fact, a bit of a rule. Your business has to be under 12 months old. Okay, so there's a little bit of a criteria, because often past then you got some other stuff going on. Let it be said. So the Business Flight Plan, Launching Your Allied Health Business in Australia. So we know from our own experiences, from the experiences of our members and those on power calls, that there are some interesting lessons to be learnt in the first 12 months of business. And while it's exciting and exhilarating, it can also be a little kind of anxiety producing as well. And it can go into overwhelm quite quick. And we don't want you to be kind of in that state. We know what it takes to kind of guide you through that. So first up, the first heading is about understanding the allied health landscape in Australia. It's unique. A lot of stuff you read online doesn't apply to the way things are working here. And our allied health landscape, commercial landscape, is unique as well. So you really need to be thinking about who your clients are going to be, which systems you're going to be working with, getting some perspective on the whole overarching healthcare landscape. I think it's really, really important. And whilst it can be tempting to get advice from family and friends, it's all very well-meaning, it may not be the best advice. And you can sort of very honestly say in this flying startup phase with hand on heart that you just don't know what you don't know. And that's okay. That's okay. So first key thought is understanding the allied health landscape in Australia. Next up, it's probably not what you think. Maybe it is. Developing personal management and leadership skills. Owning a business and the responsibility and the opportunity that it brings takes a lot of people by surprise. The amount of work also takes people by surprise, and it can be so easy to overwork things from the get-go. Boy, oh boy, some of those habits can be really hard to crack out of as well. But let's think about you, the awesome new allied health business owner. And I guess, you know, some of the things that spring to mind here is to think about your appetite, risk, your willingness to get yourself out there. Your EQ is really relevant, your organizational skills. And I think it's fair to say it's going to be a steepish learning curve in the first year. So it's going to take some resilience, because there might be some setbacks. Things may not work as you anticipated. And so this is a bit about your own personal awareness, understanding of your strengths and weaknesses, and how you're going to leverage your strengths. Big fan of that always, and how to maybe mitigate and manage some of your underdeveloped areas as well. There's going to be demands on your personal care, There's going to be demands, different demands on your work habits and workflows, things like that, because there could be a chance that you might be juggling family and friends and all sorts of other things whilst kind of nurturing this business baby as well. So resilience is kind of key here as well. Next up, number three, is defining your business vision, mission, and goals. And this is where business can get personal because it may outwardly express your own dreams and beliefs as it should. So this is just tapping back in, you know, channeling a little bit of Simon Sinek here. You know, what is your vision? Where is the business going? What is your mission? Why do you do what you do? And how are you going to message these out? How might you speak to yourself around this, you know, your internal narrative, but also how might you message this out to the community?
In the allied health business world, it's harder than you think to stay on top of everything you need to do to run a business whilst being fully present for your team and clients. If you struggle with this, you're not alone. Pretty much everybody feels this way. Some days you feel like you're crossing a decent task off just to be reminded that you then have three new tasks to take at their place. The to-do list feels like it never ends. It can be overwhelming doing it all on your own, and that is why we took it upon ourselves to reach out to help you out. We have created our monthly masterclasses so that you can join and connect with others, learn bite-sized business skills, and best of all, walk away from our masterclass with tasks ticked off your list. We can guarantee that each session will provide you with at the very least 5 gems that you can take and put into action right there and then. And trust us, as soon as you hop off our short and sweet session, you will want to take immediate action because that is the effect that Kathy Love and these masterclasses have. Each masterclass tackles a topic that has been niggling in the back of your mind and has moved further and further down your list. However, the sooner you nip this in the bud, the sooner you will free up your time and see the results in your business. Ready to nip your business woes in the bud and start taking practical action to maximize your results this year? Join one of our monthly masterclasses today.
So a fair bit to think about on this front as well. And, you know, how are you going to develop your vision and mission? Why do you do what you do? Do you have good clarity on that? And what's your willingness to kind of set smarter goals to really drive results for those results? To really drive focus projects, for the results that you really, really, really need. Next up is number 4. And we heard about this one a lot in the power calls, which is why we gave it its own real estate in the business flight plan, legal requirements, trading entities and intellectual property. Look, we could run a 4-day workshop on this, not going to lie on that, but many businesses get started as a sole trader, other set up as companies and trusts and combinations. It's really important that you know the difference, really, really important that you understand the difference. It's really important that you understand compliance with ASIC. We'll talk about ATO as well. And for you to maybe think about what your IP is and how you can safeguard it and ultimately maybe even commercialize your IP down the track as well. So how clear are you about the best trading entity for your personal needs? Who are your trusted legal advisors? And how will you safeguard your IP? Now we get to the one that you probably thought might have been number 1, and that's crafting your business plan. So a comprehensive business plan is as simple as defining your destination and creating the roadmap to get there. It does not have to be a 30-page document. You will probably never ever use that again. It needs to contain some specific features, and it needs to be practical and actionable, and it needs to be able to roll out into projects that you will work on week on week on week to kind of, you know, track toward those results that you want. We want those results for you as well. So there's lots of different ways to do business planning. We've got some really interesting options that can take some of the, you know, tension out of it. But you will need a plan of some sort, but a plan that is actionable and meaningful for you. It's going to need some goals. So how, you know, what are those goals going to be? We've got some lovely resources for that. But it's also going to need some time. The business is going to need some time from you to work on the business. Going out and doing a lot of clinical work, totally understandable. I get it. That's what I did, but it was not sustainable. And in fact, as soon as I realized that I could actually help more people by doing less clinical work and more management, that was a day. Number six, financial management, funding and software solutions. So financial acumen as the director of a business is just not negotiable. We can totally help anybody, including our flying startups, with budgeting, forecasting, analyzing, you know, the monthly financial reports. These are all really critical to build in good habits, good financial habits as a director from the get-go. So we've got some thoughts on which software to use. There might be no surprises there. We're familiar with a range of practice management software solutions and some of the pros and cons of each one. Once again, this will be one of the earliest decisions that you make. So really good to make an informed decision on that front. So as a flying startup, where will you learn your financial basics? What are your financial and practice management software system requirements? Which way will you go with that? And what are your ATO and ASIC governance requirements? Good stuff to know. We're going to be covering all of that in the Flying Startup Club. Number seven, location, accessibility, and community presence. So this is a little bit of an all-rounder, but it's a bit about what on earth are you going to be providing out there in the wide world of allied health business? Are you going to go for rooms? Are you going to be community-based? Are you going to do telehealth? Are you going to do all of the above and combinations? But understanding the model of your services really helps you get the fees and the pricing. It's going to help you with your marketing. We're going to talk about marketing in a tick. And so some of this early modeling, if you like, or early planning just starts with, well, what do I want to be known for? How am I going to deliver services? How am I going to work out the fees based on the services I believe will be most effective? And this all kind of rolls into your financial projections. It rolls into your business plan as well. Number eight might sound a little counterintuitive, building a competent team. So in the early days, you may not have team. As such, you may not have team on your payroll, but your team, your external advisory team, are absolutely going to be your biggest asset. So, you know, we like the idea that it takes a village to raise a business baby. And so your external team might be a bookkeeper, an accountant, could be some marketing help, it could be a business coach, could be financial advisor, planner person, or a lawyer. Sounds like a lot. You will probably not need all of them, but you need really, really, really good people flying with you right from the start. So who's going to be in your business village? If affordable specialist business coaching was available, would you sign up? And when will you really need some admin support? It might be sooner rather than later. So here comes number eight, brand development and marketing. It was going to appear at some point, wasn't it? So the days of word of mouth referrals, I think, are changing. I'm not going to say that they've kind of gone, but I think that they are absolutely changing. And so you need to think of having effective marketing strategies other than word of mouth that are going to bring in your ideal client. You need to know your ideal client. You need to know what services your ideal client will require. Okay, so, you know, you're starting to see how some of these elements of the business flight plan are all interconnected. So you may be needing some marketing guidance sooner than you think, okay? And this is coming as a little bit of a surprise to people, I must admit. And it's certainly a theme that we are seeing across our other members and colleagues across the sector as well is, oh my gosh, where has the waitlist gone? Oh my gosh, I'm not getting as many referrals as I usually do. So something to certainly think about in terms of which niche do you plan to serve and who your ideal client is, who knows them. What will your value proposition be in an increasingly competitive allied health market? And let's be bold, what will your 52-week marketing strategy and measurable results look like? Cracking on to number 10, technology systems, practice management software. Ooh, sort of mentioned that twice, haven't we? So this is, you know, this is you being ready to invest in the latest technology, particularly practice management and accounting software. These are not expenses. These are essential investments. The time you are going to save with top shelf tools it's just a not negotiable one as well. So whilst it might be tempting to go pen and paper and manila folders, please don't. Like, just please read the privacy laws around this as well. So which software will you go for? What method are you going to use to develop functional systems? How will you even know if your systems are working? And once again, circling back, maybe some admin support sooner rather than later could be a really good thing. Okay, we are nearly at the end, people. Number 11, compliance, risk, quality assurance, and continuous improvement. So in this exciting world of allied health business, there is still element of risk and there's regulation requirements everywhere you turn. And what's that expression? To be forewarned is to be forearmed. No, I don't think that's it, but you get the gist of it, right? So this is about the laws you've got to comply with, HR, commercial laws, ASIC, government requirements. I could go on. There are 20 million acronyms. APRA, you're all familiar with, compliance obligations in terms of all the funding streams, on and on we can go. And so previously in your employment, you may not have had that level of responsibility on your shoulders, but it's really important that you get some guidance to understand that. And this is most certainly you don't know what you don't know kind of moment. But I guess in the eyes of the laws, ignorance is not a defense. And there's a whole lot of things that you really, really need to know and understand and plan for. Nothing that we can't plan for. Nothing that we can't help you understand and plan for. So the regulatory bodies, who are they? Who do you need to be compliant with? What does improvement and continuous growth look like in your business? And what is risk management going to look like in your business? Because you'll have risks right from the start. Number 12, business. Oh, let me start again. Number 12, customer service, client outcomes, reputation. Oh, so much I really, really want to say on this, but I'm going to just kind of stick to the key pieces here. This is about thinking what it would be like as a customer of your own business and planning services and systems and documentation and messaging and communications right around all of this. So we could call it a client success pathway. There'd be lots of other ways we could describe it as well. And in the early flying start days, this is quite easy because it's so exciting and you've got a smaller list of clients to serve. There's a really good chance this could feel a little kind of scary quite soon as your clientele grows. It's sometimes often harder and harder to provide the same level of support as you did to your first five clients as to when you got 30, 35, 40 clients on your books as well. And this is where the overworking kind of comes in. So this is where I think we need a little bit of conversation around that intersection of clinical best practice, client care, and commercial success of your business. What are your customer service standards going to be and how are you going to consistently deliver them? How will you measure client outcomes and prove that your therapy services have worked? Hot topic right now. What further tactics are required to develop and preserve your reputation in the market? Number 13, continuous learning and professional growth. Launching your allied health business will undoubtedly create pretty steep personal and professional learning curves. There's going to be some late nights. There might be some dark nights of the soul as you wonder why on earth you went out on this crazy adventure. But this is absolutely going to be balanced with the wonderful clinical and commercial moments that you've got ahead of you. And so your professional degree and your personal determination are going to get you out of bed and out the door day after day, week after week, and so on. But boy, oh boy, running your own business can get a bit lonely. You can let that imposter syndrome creep in the door and sit in the chair next to you. You can just doubt yourself. You can just sit with fear and procrastination because they're cousins. And some of the businesses that do come to us for some coaching have actually just been in this analysis paralysis. They've been doing the same thing for years, just hoping somehow it's going to click a gear and change up. But in fact, it doesn't. So the program that we're offering for the flying startups helps them manage those gear changes as part of their initial early phase as directors of their own businesses. So your business will teach you a lot about yourself, your team. I'm sure many of you will have team at some point that will teach you a huge amount about yourself as well. And so just as you invest in your clinical self, it is absolutely critical that you invest in your business self as well, so that you don't get stuck, so that you don't make preventable mistakes, so that you don't despair and feel lonely and just not be sure what to do next. One of my all-time favorite quotes, Jim Rowan, your level of success will rarely exceed your level of personal development. Oh, isn't that just so good? Right, a little bit, oh my gosh, I've been chatting for way too long. Okay, a little bit of a wrap here. Thank you so much to all of the Allied Health business owners who have called us on power calls in the last 6 months. In particular, all of those business owners that are flying startups for this year. We are beyond excited that you're asking for help. You're curious about what's out there. You're curious about what's going to give you the best possible foundation and acceleration to start from. We've listened. We understand exactly where you're at and got a pretty good clue about what you want from your first year of business. That's why we have hustled up the Flying Startup Club for businesses that are under 12 months old. We are going to bring you into the fold. We're going to give you access to our amazing content, access to our amazing community, and you're going to be working with three amazing coaches as well. There is nothing you can't ask us. We are going to have weekly lunch and learns for the first 3 months. You can pick our brains. We can direct you to the training that is going to help you with your next best thing. And we are just beyond excited to really see how this, or to witness how this program gets you off with a flying start. So somewhere near here, you will be able to get a download of the business flight plan. A white paper on, actually it's way more practical than a white paper. Somewhere near here, you'll be able to get a link to the business flight plan that we've written specifically for you. And that's about launching your allied health business in Australia. And somewhere near here, you will also have a link to express some interest in joining the Flying Startup Club. We're only taking a little small group because, we know how to make it extra, extra awesome. So don't delay. Don't delay. Alrighty, I am looking forward to meeting a whole bunch of flying startups in days and weeks and months to come. And onwards and upwards.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. For the show notes and other resources, our webinar replays, they're all available over on naker.com.au. And if you're loving what you're listening to, please subscribe. We don't want you to miss out on a single thing. And if you want others to get the same benefit that you've had from listening into these episodes, please share this episode and any of the others forward to any of your other allied health business colleagues. And we are totally here for you. Don't forget for a moment that you can jump on in and book that power call, and we can see how we can help you get the best of business done. Looking forward to seeing you there.